Text 2. Beowulf prepares to fight Grendel's mother. Anonymous.
Then Hrothgar, the shielding's helmet, spoke. Rest? What is rest? Sorrow has returned. Beowulf, son of Egtheo, spoke. Why, sir, do not grieve. It is always better to avenge dear ones than to indulge in mourning. For every one of us living in this world means waiting for our end. Let whoever can win glory before death. When a warrior is gone, that will be his best and only bulwark. So arise, my lord, and let us immediately set forth on the trail of this troll dam. Beowulf got ready, donned his war gear, indifferent to death. His mighty hand-forged, fine-webbed mail would soon meet with menace underwater. It would keep the bone cage of his body safe. No enemy's clasp would crush him in it, no vicious armlock choke his life out. To guard his head, he had a glittering helmet that was due to be muddied on the mere bottom and blurred in the upswirl. It was of beaten gold, princely headgear, hooped and hasped by a weaponsmith who had worked wonders in days gone by and embellished it with boar shapes. Since then, it had resisted every sword.